You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers? Chicago or Detroit? Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just 2 business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash and win big today. You are listening to an NFL season preview. The Houston Texans won the division in consecutive seasons. A lot of people overlooked that. Last season, they had to do it without J.J. Watt, who enters 2017... as a prime candidate for comeback player of the year. The Texans go out with the number 12 pick. They draft Deshaun Watson. He wins the job. They drafted Zach Cunningham. He's starting at linebacker. They also selected running back Deontay Foreman, who forms a nice backfield with Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller last year, you may have not seen it. I read where he felt like week 10 felt like week 30. He was that used, and he felt that swarmed. He's talented back, better used in a timeshare, and I like what they're forming there between him and Foreman. We all know about DeAndre Hopkins. He is that good. It's hard to ask much for a wide receiver, you know, to be that damn good every season when there's a carousel at the quarterback position, which is why I believe Bill O'Brien, he should have won a Coach of the Year award by this point at the very least. I don't know how they made the playoffs, even with Watt missing last season, the carousel at quarterback, as I just mentioned. But heading into this season, the defensive core, at corner, you have Kevin Johnson and Jonathan Joseph. And then in the front seven, you have Brian Cushing, Whitney Mercilus, Jadeveon Clowney. Cushing, it's always going to be, oh, is he going to be on the field this week for us? Is he missing a few games again? I get that. He's kind of like a Sean Lee or a Paul Posluszny. They're good, they're just not always on the field. Whitney Mercilus, he's coming into his own. Jadeveon Clowney stepped up in the absence of Watt. Now they get their franchise cornerstone on the defensive unit back. And we're talking about a guy that's not only a defensive player of the year candidate or the comeback player of the year candidate, but an MVP candidate. He's a generational talent. We all know that. Will he come back the same? Back injuries are no joke. But as far as the Texans overall, the first month, it might be difficult. They have a lot of matchups across the board for different units on the offense and defense side of the ball. Not the easiest matchups. But when it comes to the middle of the season, it starts to ease up for them. Not only, you know, to the middle of the pack, actually their matchups come mid-season are more than favorable. So that's where they can make up ground there. I like the Texans to win the division yet again for a third straight season. I think they just have the best defense in the division. I like Bill O'Brien. Whatever he's whispering to the offense to do enough, it's working. So now that they actually have a future to build around Deshaun Watson, they still have DeAndre Hopkins. They have a couple backs there. Will Fuller showed he can make some plays. He has some explosiveness in him. I like the Texans to repeat as AFC South champions. The Tennessee Titans. I actually do understand why everyone is jumping on board. I completely understand. I'm just not jumping on board just yet. And yes, I do like Marcus Mariota for what he is. You can't crown every quarterback. Not every QB is going to be top 5, top 10, and I don't see that in Mariota. And I don't mean any disrespect by it. I am absolutely glad that he's healthy in time to play. And he does have a new wide receiver group, and that's going to help. But they're young. They're young, and it's going to take time. But it's okay, because they're going to be competitive, and they're going to be in the playoff hunt. Not necessarily the picture in the tournament, but they're going to be in the hunt come December because of their style of play. They got the run game. DeMarco Murray finished third last season in rushing. Then you got Derrick Henry. He looks pretty damn good. In fact, I know Murray finished third, but Henry might overtake that position this year. He looks so good in the preseason. And yes, I know it's preseason, but when it comes with young players, that's all you really get a glimpse at. And at some point, the wheels do fall off of all running backs. But their style of play is great. They got that tandem in the backfield. Mariota's still going to move around. He shouldn't be shy because of one injury. And that defense, top 10 on third down to go hand in hand with the offense. That was the third best on third downs. So top 10 defense on third downs, third best offense on third downs. And then it helps when your kicker, and in their case, Ryan Succop went 20 of 24 in 2016. That's very efficient. That's as good as you're going to get. And so they finish in the red zone. You know, this is one of the better red zone teams in football. I like Dick LeBeau and what he's done on the defensive end. He knows how to mold players, and he knows how to build a game plan. And this is going to be a feisty team just like it was last season, and they will absolutely be in the hunt. I just don't think they make it. The Indianapolis Colts, 8-8 season last year. They did have Andrew Luck for a few, and it looks like we're gonna kind of the same story this season. Andrew Luck will not start week one. And you know what? We don't know if he'll play week two, week three, etc. All we know is they did not put him on the PUP list, which would have been 6 weeks at minimum. So we should expect Luck to play somewhere between weeks two and six, I'm assuming. In the offseason, they did focus on the defensive side of the football, and this week they just traded for quarterback Jacoby Brissett from the Patriots, flipping what I guess you would consider a bust since it was a first-round pick, and wide receiver Philip Dorsett. Nonetheless, Brissett is not starting week one. It's going to be Scott Tolzien, which I'm telling you right now is an automatic L for the Colts, who will be starting 0-1. But moving forward, T.Y. Hilton, one of the biggest playmakers, so explosive, led the league in receiving yards. He's going to be up there in the top 10, top 12 again. I'm not sure he'll be number one, but you don't have to be. The rest of the team just needs to be better. Adam Vinatieri, he's still around, 40-plus years old, 7 of 9 from 50-plus yards in his field goal attempts. As good as gold. As good as gold. Very reliable, Adam Vinatieri. The Colts, they drafted safety Malik Hooker, running back Marlon Mack, who will be sharing some time, who knows how much, with Frank Gore, the veteran, who seems to just put his head down and give you production every single season. As for the Colts, the middle of the season, it's going to be difficult for them. There's some tough matchups, some very tough games where they look overmatched. And not to be the bearer of bad news, but you know, just doing some research, it's just as tough when it comes to the last month of the season. So, I mean, if the Colts are going to win games, they need Andrew Luck back week two so they can pile up some W's, you know, if they're playing excellent football, because they're not better defensively than the Titans or the Texans or the Jaguars for that matter. And offensively, it's debatable where they would rank out of these four teams in the AFC South. But the second half of the year, that's steep competition, some tough matchups for them. They're going to have to win some games early. And not having Andrew Luck week one, not a good start. The Jaguars, only 3 wins last season, 13 losses. They drafted a couple offensive playmakers who they think will be around for a while. Running back Leonard Fournette, wide receiver, or, you know, why limit him? Offensive skill player D.D. Westbrook. And the last two offseasons, the Jags have focused on defense. They feel it's revamped enough to compete now. And you know what? I agree. It is that good to compete this season. Of course, that just means, can Blake Bortles do anything with the talent that's around him? We know about the wide receivers, Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, Marquise Lee, the running backs. They have three now. Fournette's going to be the workhorse. But before that, they had a couple others, Chris Ivory, and they're serviceable. They're good. He's surrounded by good football players. That offensive line is probably top half of the league, not bottom half. So, I mean, there is no more excuse for Blake Bortles. Yes, he was fighting for his job with Chad Henne. Yes, he won that job, apparently. But I think, you know, this is it. This is his make or break season, not just in Jacksonville, but perhaps for his career. But for the Jags in general, you know, they had the third worst turnover ratio at negative 16. A lot of that did have to do with Bortles. But then again, you know, as a defense, you got to force those turnovers as well. You got to keep them in the game. Can't get blown out. Well, they overhauled the secondary. In addition to drafting Jalen Ramsey last season, last draft, they signed A.J. Bouye, Barry Church, and Tashawn Gibson. Some really good veteran presences right there. Very good players in the secondary. And they have a blended front seven of vets and youth. And the defense, they're not far off. They were top 10 on third downs defensively. So the Jags, I do like their roster. I do think if they had a top half of the league type of quarterback, not bottom five, that they would be in the playoff hunt. I might even put them in the playoff picture with the right quarterback. But, you know, that's an issue that a lot of franchises have. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code CODE to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.